Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam.
Hi, Sam. This is Jessica Granger at Summit Rehab, returning your call after reviewing our application.
Oh, hey, Jessica. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. You have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, so I got the application that you faxed over. Just wanted to kind of go over a few things with you, get an idea of what you're looking for, and give you a little feedback and, you know, make sure we're on the same page here. So, Jessica, are you a part owner of the business?
No. No. Okay. I've recently taken over as a general manager of the business. My husband is the 100% owner of the business.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. And how long have you guys been in business over there?
Probably since 2001.
2001. Okay. Not bad. All right. All right. So it looks like we're looking for some working capital. My notes here say you want to pay off a previous loan. Is it another working capital loan?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And then also wanted some additional funds to cover payroll and additional staff. Am I right with that?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. So do you have an idea of how much you're looking for?
I guess it just kind of depends on the situation. I think that the loan that my husband did previously that I would like to get paid off with something else longer term is actually was a mistake. It's a short term. It was a short term 20-month loan, and the funds that we got and what we needed to do and the amount that we had to pay back each month, it just like kind of got sucked up by paying it back.
Okay. No.
I don't know. Does that make sense to you?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. If you have a high payback rate, it's coming out just as quick as it came in. What did you guys use that loan for? Or what did you want to get the funds for with it?
Well, we were going to be, we wanted to use it to, for some equipment that we had, we wanted to purchase at the time, and then we wanted to do some hiring. And we did bring two new people on board, and I have two new therapists I want to bring on board. And I was able to bring on the two tech and administrative staff that I needed, but then the payback of this loan, it screwed us.
Kind of limited what you could actually do with the funds. Yeah, absolutely.
And it was unfortunately a mistake, and now, and I understand that I would like it to go away.
Sure. Now, who did you guys go through for that?
It's National Business Capital.
Okay, I can't say I'm familiar with them. All right, and so it was a 20-month loan. They're taking daily payments out of the account. Is it by an ACH?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And how much was the loan for?
It was, I think the amount that we got was around $82,000.
Okay.
But it's the full amount of the loan for the term was something ridiculous, like $120,000.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. All right, I see that now. Do you know what your current balance is on that?
No, and I sent an email over to them trying to get a statement to show where that's at. If I had to guess, it's probably around 100.
Okay.
If I had to guess, and the amount that they're pulling out monthly is like close to $5,300.
That's okay. So they're doing daily draws, but on a monthly total, your monthly output comes to about $5,300. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All
and
right.
And that's like just not like it's just it's killing me.
Sure. Sure. Now, how about here's a question I have for you. As far as your cash flow goes right now, the ending balances on the bank account, do you guys get close to zero, or do you have a cushion there?
Well, because of this other loan, there are times that we get close to zero.
Sure. Okay. All right. Now, do you ever dip down below zero?
Once in a while.
Okay.
And then we recover.
Sure.
You know, or we put other funds in, but we just, it's just a shame. We've been in business so long and we're, you know, trying to grow and fix this, and you know, I've come on full time to try to fix it, and now we have this crappy loan that's just not helping us.
100% understand. Actually, a lot of my customers that I work with, we were doing refis out of their current working capital loans. Not all working capital loans are created equally. A lot of these companies that are doing it have been around for, you know, 6 months, maybe 2 years if you're lucky. So they're working with very limited options, and a lot of times what we see is they work on a really accelerated schedule. They move really fast with just one product, and as a result, businesses take something that doesn't necessarily make sense for them.
That's exactly what happened. And
yeah, a lot of times it's out of convenience or just a time-pressing matter, and you get stuck into something that you don't really realize the full magnitude of it. Now I know that my role here is to try to find a solution that'll ease that pain for you guys, and I can totally understand that. I work with a lot of people that are in your same situation. Right now, you guys are looking at daily payments. Your monthly output is about $5,300 on just that loan. My goal here is to get you out of that, to refinance you out of it, get you a lower rate, and get you a lower monthly output. Does that sound like what we're looking for?
Yeah, and it would have to be, like, I'm not looking for an incremental improvement. I'm looking for a significant improvement over this other loan.
Sure.
You know, like, if you came back and said, okay, well, we can give you something that's, you know, $3,500 a month, that's still not really helping me.
Okay.
You know, I really want something that's significantly better, that is really going to help. I don't want to be in the situation again.
Yeah. Okay. So I see kind of two aspects to this. We have that current amount that's coming out that we want to reduce the burden every month. Now, there's also the issue of wanting to get some additional capital to cover payroll and the staff. Mm-hmm. So now with that, that's going to affect, you know, the total amount that we're going for. Obviously, the higher amount that we're going for is going to result in a higher monthly payment or a larger monthly payment. My goal is to get that as high as we can, but to get it as high as we can to give you the capital to work with, but to still come into a zone where we are less than what you're doing right now for a month.
Right.
Okay. Now, what do you guys do on the application? It looks like about $600,000 a year for the gross annual sales. Is that consistent year over year? Or yeah, give me an idea of what.
No, that was like. We were probably for a few years we were like 300, 400, you know, 400, 500, and just last year we went over six.
Oh, okay, all right. So you guys are showing some consistent growth then, despite maybe having a few troubles along the way.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, so do any of your customers pay by credit cards, or is it all primarily kind of through their insurance payments?
It's primarily through insurance. That's why when I put that on there, you know, we get $1,500 to $2,000 a month in credit cards. It's insignificant. It's just
okay. So it's it's a small amount compared to at least transaction wise. It's definitely in the minority.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, all right. That kind of helps me paint a picture. We have like I said, we have a lot of different programs. We don't just have one working capital program that we're going to force feed. I have options that we can go through credit cards. We can structure the payment multiple different ways. So that's the reason I'm asking about credit cards, really. But it looks like it's not really going to be an avenue we need to worry about too much. I think it's probably going to be a more traditional look that we have here. Now, to give you an idea of the options that I see on the table for you, there are really two options. The first is kind of what we spoke about, get you what I call a payoff loan, where we're going to refinance you out of the current loan that you have and give you additional funds on top of that. So part of the requirement would be on that, to get you approved for the total amount, we would have to pay off that loan directly, and then you would net the additional capital. Now, the other option that's on the table, and actually, it now that I'm kind of thinking through, it probably isn't what we want to do here. It's more of a Band-Aid solution. So if we can't get the total amount to get the payoff loan, we would have to go for a second position loan. Now that would be only be if the need for capital for payroll and additional staff is immediate, because it would be a lower amount. Now it would be in addition to your current loan, because we wouldn't be able to pay it off completely right now at this time. Now, if that's the case, is that something that we even want to go forward on?
I don't really like that option.
Sure. Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand that, because ultimately your goal here, I guess what it comes down to is your goal here is to reduce that monthly output. And if that outweighs the immediate need for cash, then there's really no need to do a second loan right now. Okay.
Right.
Okay, good. I just want to understand where you are, because obviously these are all going to be options that I'm going to come back with. I only want to give you something that makes sense.
Yeah, because even, you know, that second option, you know, if I got additional funds, I still have this other loan sucking out all this cash.
Exactly that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, I think I have a pretty clear picture of what I need to do to get some options in place for you. Now, I'm going to need a few, obviously, I'll need a few more things from you to get the approval.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll try to keep it as basic as I can. It's going to be, I'll need to take a look at 6 months of the business bank statements and the most recent business tax return that you have. So did you guys finish 2015 already?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That keeps it very easy. So it'll just be the bank statements, the tax return. Let me see here. That should be, actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to email you another application. It's very similar to the one that you faxed over, but it's more specific to the program that I'm going to get you into. It has much of the same information. It's a bit of a formality. I just need you to fill that out for me.
Okay.
All right. Now, do I have an email address for you? It doesn't look like I do.
It's jessica@summitneurorehab.com.
Summit Neuro, like N-E-U-R-O?
That's right.
Okay.
Rehab.com. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do right now is I will put together an email. It'll have the new application I need you to fill out, and then just a list of what I need. So it's just the bank statements and the tax return. You can email everything back to me, or you can fax it, whichever is easier for you. They both work.
Okay.
They'll both come directly to me.
On
the email, you'll also have all of my contact information. I know you have my number because you just called, but it'll all be there on the email for you. So if you have any questions while you're gathering everything, feel free, give me a call, and I'll help you. I'll walk you through it.
Okay.
Okay, so I will send that out to you right now. Do you think you'd be able to get that back to me today, or what? I guess what sort of timeline are we looking at? How soon did you want to bring the funds on?
You know, as soon as possible would be great.
Okay.
You know, I'm just nervous because of the previous loan, and I feel like, you know, my husband got into it without fully understanding.
Absolutely. No, I completely understand. So when I get you an approval with a couple different options, I'll give you exactly what you're looking at. I'll let you know the exact total payback that you'll be looking at. Everything will be out in the open for you. If it makes sense, perfect. If it doesn't, we're not going to do it.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So Jessica, I'll send the email to you right now, and just let me know if you have any questions. Once everything gets back, I'll start working on it, and we'll try to get you an answer as soon as we can.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.